Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
All right, now listen to me. This is the last shot that we got, all right? We're going to run the picket fence at them. Merle, you're the swing man. Jimmy, you're solo right. All right, Merle should be open swinging around the end of that fence. Now, boys, don't get caught watching the paint dry.
All right, it's game day here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan. Patrick Foster is out today. But with me are our 70s album Madness regular analysts, the highly paid Jason Goebel. Hello, Jason.
Hey, everybody.
And the less highly paid Bill Mulligan. Hey, Bill.
Hey, the people want what the people want.
All right, we are breaking down the bracket. We are in the Sweet 16 now, and let's look at the second round results from Region D, and then we'll look ahead to the Sweet 16 matchups, which you can vote on starting today. So, Region D, the number one seed is The Who with Who's Next, and that album took out Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by a score of 94 to 40.
Yeah, I don't think this result was surprising. I mean, I think they were, The Who is pretty much the consensus top number one seed. So
is that right?
Yes.
Is that what the people are saying?
Yeah, that's the way I'm reading it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the pretty much the UConn of this tourney this year, I believe.
All right, then let's look at a slight upset here. And it was a close one through most of the day, but eventually the Cars debut ended up topping Tom Petty's Damn the Torpedoes, 72-63.
Suburbs pod community, why'd you have to do me like that? I was in pain, and I thought Tom Petty, I think when I went to bed last night, Tom Petty was winning, but I may have misread. But Diamond said, look, that Cars album, as everybody who has voted for it says, is just a cavalcade of numerous hits. And even the songs that weren't hits, I think a lot of people remember moving in stereo at the end of the day, at least from a certain movie scene. So at the end of the day, congratulations to the Cars for getting into the Sweet 16.
I think this is the matchup in which in the Facebook comments, there was the most saltiness after the announcement of the winner. I voted for the Cars, but understandably, Damn the Torpedoes was almost impossible for me to pick between those two. So Cars did it.
Yeah, Cars did it. They pulled it out. All right. And then let's see, the number two seed in this region, as we go to the other side here, the Rolling Stones, Exile on Main Street. Should we even talk about this, Bill? I don't know. Should we just move on?
It's painful, but that's what, you know, I've got to be a professional about it, so we can talk about it.
All right. Well, perhaps we'll give you a raise after this. Exile on Main Street beat Blondie, Parallel Lines, 86-35.
Yeah, there was never any doubt about it. I mean, as much as I love Parallel Lines, I fully expected this result, so.
I will say this, Bill. As one of the 19 who voted for Janis Joplin, you had 34 other friends at least join you. So, again, I think the audience likes Bill and Blondie.
All right. And then, if you're a fan of Iggy Pop, you may just want to stop. You may just want to turn this off right now, right? Because the number three seed, David Bowie's The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, beat Iggy Pop's The Idiot, 115-10.
Yeah, I was stunned by the total, just because, I mean, Iggy did get a bunch in the last round, obviously, to advance. And, you know, who knows? Maybe it was what you said, Bill, the last time, a lot of meatloaf fatigue, and which got Iggy his 61 the last time. But this time... David just schooled Iggy.
Yeah, I mean, not to take anything away from Mr. Bowie, but some results are just so extreme that it's not even fruitful to try to explain them.
Right.
I won't go too deeply into the numbers, but I did a little statistical stuff, and this was like twice as big as the second biggest margin of victory, you know, in terms of standard deviation. It was just huge, you know, and that's about all you can say about it, really.
Yep. Okay, let's look ahead here in the Sweet 16 matchups. We'll start there with the ones we just talked about. Exile on Main Street will go up against Ziggy Stardust.
I was looking through my calendar today, and I will tell you, we are nowhere near the 5 years. And I realize that there's a bunch of people saying, and I know you hinted at it, I think when we started the second round analysis back early in the week, or a couple weeks ago, a lot of people thinking there could be an All Stones finale, or at least two Stones albums getting to the final four. And my take is Ziggy's going to pull it off.
Ooh.
And Ziggy will get into the next round. The Spiders from Mars will live to play another day.
Yeah, it's tough to argue with a 105 vote margin. So I think he's going to keep it up.
Wow. Okay. That'd be something. This is a good, that's a really good matchup.
Well, yeah, this is the one, the prime time. Make sure you're in front of your TV and even your Facebook, be checking often and often, because I'm pretty sure this one's going back and forth all day.
Yeah, could be. Okay. And then the other one is the number one in this region. Who's next? Going up against the Cars.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the other hand, I don't think the Cars have a chance. Not to get too far ahead of myself, but I've got the Who going all the way. Okay. So,
wow, and Jason Goebel seemed to think so too.
Yeah, I mean, look, I will say that I apologize, City of Boston, for saying I hate you. I don't hate you that badly. And again, that Cars album is a piece of brilliance, but that having been said, the Who continue to go mobile, and they keep on moving into the Elite Eight.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. We will convene again after the conclusion of the Sweet 16, and we'll talk about that Elite Eight you mentioned. All right?
Look forward to it.
Okay.
Look forward to it.
We may have Patrick in on that one as well. I think so.
Right.
Reports are that that he's doing better.
You know, I'm in the... I'm in the delicatessen capital of the world. If you give me Pat's home address, I'll FedEx him some good kosher matzo ball chicken noodle soup to make sure he's available the next
That's
time.
That's a great idea. All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan on behalf of the aforementioned Patrick Foster. And on behalf of Shadow, always, thank you very much for listening. And go out and vote. Go to facebook.com/suburbspod. It's getting good, peoples. We'll talk to you later.
He was going to say, goodbye, goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.